obviously it would help to do that again to get in the tournament. Do you look just one game at a time, or you look at the big picture and all the opportunities you have to beat a rated team this season?
You definitely take it one game at a time as far as prep and, you know, as a team focusing on, you know, each game, as you said, new game plan for every team. But when you look at the league as a whole, you do see opportunities like we had last year where there's going to be, there's three top 10 teams right now. There's, I think,
five in the top four.
Exactly. So obviously you see, you know, areas where, you know, you can get a marquee win, but that's not how you view it as a team. You don't, you know, go into, we don't finish a non-conference and then say, oh, if we only beat so-and-so this many times, then we'll get in the tournament. It's game by game, you know, taking what the coaches give us and, you know, execute on the floor.
Both ESPN and CBS have started bracketology already.
Yeah.
Right now they both have Iowa in the tournament. I know it's 3 months away, but does it feel good? At least there's a sense that you're making progress to be mentioned.
Probably feels good for all the people at home watching interviews like this or listening to reading stuff that you guys write. So, you know, as a fan base, you know, from where they've come from and, you know, how much they've supported us, and to be able to read an article or watch the TV and hear their favorite team pop up on, you know, I think like you said, what Tim Brando or Clark Kellogg said something. You know, that's got to be great for our fan base. But, you know, as for us, we got the same mentality. You know, came media day. You know, we weren't 11-2 on media day, but we had the same mindset. We're going to play in the NCAA tournament, and that's what we're doing. We're just taking game by game. I think we're learning every day. You know, we got a young team, but, you know, the guys have really put in the necessary time to learn and get better. And, you know, we just keep improving. So,
from last season, what do you remember specifically about going up against a guy like Christian Watford?
Great shooter. You can look at the numbers. You look at mock drafts, he's first or second rounder, depending on who does it. So, you know, he's a, you know, potential pro, and he shoots the crap out of the ball from deep. You know, 46-48% at 6'9", that's pretty impressive. So that's really what sticks out about him, you know, his versatility, pull-up jumpers. You know, I don't remember specifically what he did in our games, but, you know, he's one of their big players, and I'll probably be starting off against him. So, you know, it's a good challenge for me, good challenge for us having a team like that come in for the first Big Ten game.
What do you tell Cassell with Barry about the level of intensity and how it's going to be different this week?
Well, you can only tell him so much. I remember last year, you know, whether it was Matt or Bryce or, you know, anybody that had been through a Big Ten season would, you know, drop hints about how much different it is and how much more physical and this and that. But until you play it, you don't really understand. I didn't understand until I played it. I didn't understand until I played it multiple times. You know, it took me a couple games to really get a feel for what this league's all about. And when it comes down to it, it's the best league in the country, and, you know, they're going to find that out. But it's a blast. You know, every game is, you know, this place is going to be packed for Indiana. We're going to go on the road. It's going to be packed in Michigan. So every game you got to bring your best, and it's so much fun in the Big Ten because of the challenge you get night in and night out.
So you were able to get home last night then?
Yeah. Yesterday it was a little rough. My flight got delayed. Ended up being almost 6 hours. Got in about 2:30.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was a long day.